Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The bowl of chicken and sausage gumbo, braised short rib grilled cheese, or crispy Gulf seafood po' boys. Check us out at FeliciaSuzanne.com.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show.
I'm talking to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Brad Carson in studio producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day. No obstacles. No disruptions.
Our daddy lost most everything. On horse, whiskey, and wedding.
And I hope you ever email him back and forth with a coworker, you're a little more careful than Jeannie Buss was, because story from Rick Bucher earlier today. Longtime NBA insider suggests that it might have been an accidental email that led to Magic Johnson abruptly resigning his role with the Los Angeles Lakers. I think we've all been there. Probably not to this extreme, but I think we've all probably sent an accidental email once or twice. We'll get into that momentarily. First, though, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. 420, John Martin's my little buddy, co-host Jason and John weekdays from 11 to 2. Also covers the University of Memphis for The Athletic. He used to be with Cookie. He upgraded. Now he's got Sam. We'll talk to John Martin here in about 20 minutes. John Martin on Twitter at JohnMartin929. Finish that segment. I'll do four notable stories, 444, at which point I'm going to discuss four previously undiscussed stories. Among them, the Clippers beat the Warriors again last night. Final score, 129-121. So now the top-seeded Warriors are going to be forced to play a Game 6 on the road against the 8-seeded Clippers. That's not ideal. Especially now that Houston is just waiting and resting. Talk about that around 4:44. The NFL draft is tonight, happening over there in our friends in Nashville. Big time event. Kyler Murray still expected to go number one overall. We'll get into that a little later on this hour. The federal trial continued in Lower Manhattan earlier today. Zion Williams' name came up. Clemson football came up. All sorts of wild stuff. I'll walk you through most of it just before 5 o'clock, and another shooting in Memphis overnight. Nothing that unique about that, unfortunately, but when I read the story, I was like, what in the world? Man shot another man.
We have a lot of gun violence.
Man was in a wheelchair. Why you gotta shoot it? Why would you shoot somebody in a wheelchair?
That's sad.
Like, what are you shooting somebody in a wheelchair for?
What are you doing?
What are you doing? Why would you do that? Like, then, if you spot somebody in a wheelchair, you should, your starting point on everything should be, you know what, that person's probably been through enough
hard
already.
Hard enough for them.
That person's probably already been through enough. I don't need to also put a bullet in them. But nope, not this one person.
No.
He's still on the loose, by the
way.
That's sad. As far as I heard. Talk about that during four notable stories, 444. 5 o'clock, Jeff Calkins, just like always, then I'll eventually do dinner to go and get out of here. So that's the rundown. We got a lot to get to, but I wanted to start with accidental emails, because Rick Bucher was on Colin Cowherd's radio show earlier today. And I think broke some news that nobody had ever reported before, because Colin Cowherd, like, they're talking about, you know, Russell Westbrook and Damian Lillard and just the NBA conversation in general. And Colin then goes to Rick. He's like, you've got a story about Magic Johnson and emails. Well, listen, here's the audio. I'll just let Rick Bucher tell the story.
You've got an email from Magic Johnson's story. So Magic steps down, and when he left, he said something about there's a lot of talking behind people's back, and we read that to believe Pelinka was taking shots at Magic. There were a couple stories that surfaced that Pelinka would walk into the main room and go, hey, everybody, where's Magic? accentuating the truth, which was Magic was gone doing something that celebrities do. So what is your story on this?
My understanding is that there were some emails that were exchanged between Rob and Jeannie.
Jeannie Buss and Rob Pelinka.
Yes. About Magic and about what Magic was and wasn't doing. They were critical emails. And somehow, some way, Jeannie, from what I understand, was CCing or blind CCing Magic on everything. That was sort of protocol, standard issue. Somehow, the exchange between Rob and Jeannie ended up on that string of the blind CCs that were going to Magic. So Magic now is seeing emails from Rob to Jeannie that were critical of what he was doing. And maybe most important in all this is that there was no indication that Jeannie was backing Rob up in terms of either going to Magic and letting him know that this was going on or going back at Rob and, you know, defending Magic. That was not happening. And so when he talked about the backstabbing, to me, my understanding is that's what started it. And the fact that Jeannie waved goodbye and said, you know, thank you for all that you did, was that she didn't necessarily disagree with what Rob was saying.
So that's something, huh?
It is something.
So to bottom line it for you, Jeannie Buss and Rob Pelinka are emailing back and forth about a variety of things, including Magic Johnson, Magic Johnson's role with the Lakers organization, Magic Johnson's productivity level, Magic Johnson's ability to do the job that he's been hired to do, and it's not positive words about Magic Johnson, and somehow Magic Johnson ends up copied on this email chain where Jeannie and Rob presumably think that it's just a conversation between them, but suddenly Magic Johnson is privy to every word that they're typing, which is just an absolute nightmare, right? Because here's the truth. Whether you think you're a good person or a bad person or a decent person, you have said something about somebody in your life that you would prefer them not to hear. Doesn't matter who you are. Nobody is immune to that. Nobody. You've said something about somebody else that you would prefer them not to hear. Perhaps just out of a decency. Like, hey.
I think that's the main thing.
Like, hey,
decency.
I wouldn't want to hurt. This is what I really think about this person, but I wouldn't want them to hear that.
That
I
is
think
exactly
that
right,
because,
Gary.
Because I don't want them to.
I'm a decent person. I don't want them to think I'm just some a-hole going on. Yeah.
That's not what I mean. It means, like, if you asked me, hey, Gary, what do you think about this other radio host in this other market? Have you ever heard him? I say, yeah, I've heard him. I've listened to his show.
Yeah.
You say, Gary, what do you think of him? And I say, well, honestly, like, I don't think he's very good. Like, you know, I guess it works okay for, you know, what it is they want him to do. But, I wouldn't hire that guy.
Yep.
That's my honest opinion.
And that's what you should do.
Now, I wouldn't want that guy to know that.
Right.
Only because nobody likes to hear that they're not any good.
That's exactly right.
So I wouldn't want to hurt that guy's feelings to the extent that I would be capable of doing that.
This is getting close to home for me.
I wouldn't want that guy to get back to.
Right.
I wouldn't want him to think. Well,
I don't want him thinking that.
I'm not here to try to hurt anybody's feelings.
Right.
And so
you asked my opinion.
Yeah. I'm just answering the question.
Right.
We've all said that about coworkers, about people in other industries, about our friends.
Guilty as charged.
Perhaps about our spouses.
Yep.
We've all said something
100%
that we believe is just between us and another person that we'd prefer other people not to hear. We're all guilty of it.
Yes.
And an email chain that accidentally includes somebody is the, I think, most common way where that stuff gets out.
Yes.
You somehow think you're having a conversation just between you and another person, and then, oh my God, I accidentally sent this to somebody I wasn't supposed to send it to.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do now? Have you ever sent an accidental email?
I have. I can't remember it.
In the sense that you were talking about somebody and then accidentally sent it to that person.
I think I have. I can't remember doing it, but I'm sure I have. Yes. I'm sure I have. I don't have a specific example in mind.
There's all sorts of stories I've heard about. Like, this can also happen on text message, too.
Sure.
You accidentally think you're text messaging somebody. Yeah. Next thing you do, you hit the wrong thing.
But,
boom.
Yes, I'm sure I've done it. You?
Yes.
You have?
Yes. And it is a nightmare.
Was it a personal or professional situation?
Well, I think both.
Okay.
Okay. Here would be the story. So I'm, like, very young at the commercial appeal. Mm-hmm. Like, just got hired. I'm 22, 23 years old. This is probably 1999, 2000.
Mm-hmm.
And I get an email because your email address would be in the commercial appeal.
Yeah.
So it would have your column and your little picture.
How to get Gary.
And then, like, to reach Gary Parrish, email garyparrish@commercialappeal.com, right. Whatever it was, mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
So I get an email from – you get email from readers all the time,
sure.
Right? That was
– back in the day.
Well, you got to keep – you have to understand, this is before Facebook.
Twitter.
This is before Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
The only way somebody could actually contact you would be through email or phone call.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd get phone calls all the time, and you'd get emails all the time. Now I almost never get emails from just readers because they just call you a jerk on Twitter. actually go to your Gmail account.
Right.
So I get this email, and it's from this young woman.
Okay.
And she says, hey, I don't remember the exact part, what it was exactly, but it was like, hey, big fan of your work. Like what?
Okay.
I wasn't even that good back then.
No.
I don't even know if I'm that good now, but I certainly wasn't.
You're good.
I wasn't good enough for.
She was being nice.
I wasn't good enough to have people, young women, fans of my work. I don't think. Looking
maybe
back.
Maybe you were.
I probably thought I
CBS
was.
CBS hired you, for God's sake.
I probably thought I was then, but looking back on it, I'm almost certain that I wasn't.
Sure.
But either way, that's the way the email starts. Hey, I'm a big fan of your work, and you seem like a nice enough guy, and if you'd ever like to get a drink sometime.
Oh, she propositioned you.
Just I would love to have a drink sometime.
Okay.
It was the just a blind email
right.
offer to have a drink. Now again, you have to remember this is before Facebook, Twitter. Like if that happened to me today, I would immediately be Googling this person.
Yeah.
I'd immediately be on Facebook.
Oh yeah, you can find out everything about him.
Yeah, let me see what this looks like. And so you don't know nothing about this person did back in 1999, 2000.
Yeah.
So I hit what I believe to be forward.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was gonna send it to a friend. And then I typed some
inappropriate remarks.
Undeniably inappropriate
Fair
remarks.
Fair enough.
Like, guess what I'm going to be, blah, blah. Buddy. Just think of the worst stuff you could say
I'm following.
About this type of situation and what you might end up doing in this situation.
Sure.
And then multiply it by 50, and that's what I typed. And as I'm looking back on it, I typed it on a work email, so that was probably stupid too.
Yeah.
Like anybody who knows me, I do not use my work email.
No,
I do not
at
use
all.
My work computer.
Mm-mm.
I don't use my intercom email.
No.
I don't use my CBS email.
I have to go to your other.
I don't use CBS email. I don't use intercom email. I do not use a CBS computer.
And you're better for it.
CBS sent me a computer. I took that thing, closed it, put it in my closet. It ain't been turned.
Yeah, it's like a burner phone.
It hasn't been turned on in years.
Yeah.
Like, listen, if I'm going to lose my job, it's going to be over something other than emails or browsing history or whatever.
Whatever.
So
I'm following.
So I hit what I believe to be forward, and I typed the most inappropriate stuff you could type about what you might end up doing one weekend with this person. And I thought I'd send it to a friend.
Yeah.
And then I hit send, and then I'm just laughing, ha, 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 isn't that funny? And feeling yourself a little bit, because, you basically just got propositioned via email.
It's kind of nice.
And so then a couple of hours pass.
Oh, no.
And then I go, you know what? I should email that girl back.
Yeah.
Because that's just a nice thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know anything else about her, but that's a nice email to get.
Mm-hmm.
Like, usually it's just like, you don't love the University of Memphis the way you should, or something stupid like that. So I said, I should email her back. So now I email her back. And I typed the nicest, most appropriate thing you could type. And it's like, hey, and I don't even remember her name, but it was like, hey, wow, what a nice email to get. It really made me smile. Maybe someday we could get that drink. But in the meantime, I just wanted to let you know how meaningful it was. You took even a couple of minutes out of your day to say hello and say what you said. I appreciate the nice words, regards. Like the most appropriate, appreciative email you could ever type. And I hit send on that one, and I'm feeling like, well, that was nice.
Yeah,
and
now I'm
going to go get lunch. I get an email back from her.
Mm-hmm.
And her email says, you can't imagine my surprise to get such a nice email from you after 2 hours earlier.
Seeing the other one?
Instead of hitting forward, I hit reply on that first one. So that's the first thing she got back to me, which could very easily be interpreted as it was clear as day what happened. Because the email that I thought
she knew
what
had happened.
She was clear. I was bragging to my friend about what I was going to maybe do someday.
Yeah.
And so she knew what happened. Like, I hit forward.
No.
And then you're just like, oh,
You're caught.
Oh, no.
No, you're caught. You're done.
I know. I feel.
It's over.
You feel sick.
That kind of sucks, too. I bet she was a nice person.
I don't remember if she's a nice person. There is an ending to this story.
Oh, there's more?
So keep in mind, she went. There's no Facebook, no Twitter. I got no concept for who this person is at all. But I knew where she went to high school. So I one day went to her, actually went to, because you got to remember, I was a prep reporter. It was nothing crazy about me being in a high school. I went to her high school library, got the yearbook from the year she graduated, and looked her up that way.
You are a psychopath.
So that I could see whether I needed to have this drink or not.
Okay, can I ask a question?
How else would I know if I needed to have this drink or not if I didn't see a yearbook photo?
Is there more? Did you get to meet her?
We did meet.
So you got the high school yearbook. You saw what was going on.
How about that? She met me even after she got that initial email from me. She still wanted to meet me.
Okay.
Which is bizarre, but
I bet that kind of loosened it up a little bit, though.
Yeah, I don't know what you mean by that.
Like that, after you are able to still meet with a person after reading those lewd items,
right?
You're probably like, you're already a little more comfortable.
You're probably like, I really probably can do exactly what I described.
Yeah, you're equipped to go into that zone.
Like if she hasn't turned,
she still wants to meet with you after I misforwarded that thing.
After that email,
after
she
that
still wants
lewd
to meet
piece.
Me. What is she up to?
So where'd you meet at?
Somewhere downtown, because this one where I was living downtown. We went and had a drink. It was perfectly, like, there's
a normal, reasonable little meeting.
Yeah, it was a normal, reasonable little meeting.
You didn't keep dating or?
No. It was a one-time little meeting.
Well, that was the end of it.
We just met one time. So that's my accidental email story.
I'm impressed that you still met up with her. That's cool.
I was on the, the yearbook photo was.
It was decent.
It was good enough.
It was good enough. It was good. You are such a pig.
It was good enough to make me say,
pig. You've grown since then, though.
I don't have a drink on a Tuesday.
Yeah, why not?
Like, what else am I going to do on a Tuesday? Yeah, yeah. Hey, I went and saw your yearbook photo. Mm-hmm. As long as you still held it together pretty well over the past couple of years, then perhaps we could get that drink on a Tuesday. That was my mindset, I guess, looking back on it. I was on the receiving end of an accidental email earlier this basketball season. Check this out. I looked today for the email. I couldn't find it, but I'm sure I could get it from somebody else who was on this email chain.
Man, you have some experience.
So the Pac-12 was, in its estimation, was having public relations problems. People are always trashing the Pac-12.
Sure.
You know, because the league sucked this year, and they've got, like, you know, half the programs are caught up in the FBI scandal.
TV deal sucks.
TV deal sucks. So it's like people are just crapping on the Pac-12. So the powers that be at the Pac-12 were like, hey, maybe we can get some of the what they perceive to be relevant college basketball voices together for a dinner at the Final Four. And maybe sit down and talk and maybe just create an open dialogue so that, you know, maybe they can tell us something we need to hear, or maybe we can just gather some influence over them.
Yeah.
You know, everybody likes steak dinners. And so this is the email chain that's, it's just Pac-12 people, like maybe three Pac-12
between themselves.
Administrators who work in the Pac-12 office, like they're going back and forth. And then somebody's like, yeah, that's a good idea. Let's do that.
Yeah.
And then the next email was like, okay, who should we invite? And then it's like, well, the definites are, you know, we've got to invite Seth Davis and Gary Parrish and Jay Billis and Jeff Goodman and whatever else. But then it's like, what about Rob Doster? And they're like, I don't know. Do we really need Rob Doster? and then it was like,
oh, that's hilarious.
And then it's like,
get a window into people's minds.
And then it's like, well, what about Andy Katz? And then they're like,
I don't want Andy Katz.
Is he even on television anymore? and then somebody else is like,
this is awesome.
Well, he's on the Big Ten Network. And then they're like, well, do we really want somebody from the Big Ten Network at this meeting? And they're going back and forth, basically breaking down the
Who's the pecking order?
The worthiness.
Oh my goodness, this is fantastic.
The college basketball media.
You would not want that out.
Like, okay, we're going to invite these six people for sure.
Yeah.
These four people are on our backup list, and just hell no to these seven people.
Did you get it on the front of the end?
I was an automatic.
Hey,
I will say.
Look at that. That's what's flattering.
So then, after they finalize their list.
Oh man.
And after they finalize this list, it's like, okay, let's email these six people.
These dudes.
And then tell them what we're doing.
Yeah.
And then invite them to be there. And they're like, okay, good idea. I'll send out the email. Like, this is, and when they sent it, somehow.
No!
This entire chain was on it.
And the people they were bad-mouthing to?
Everybody.
Oh, that's a nightmare.
Was on it. So when you click on the, it's like, you know, you've got mail. So you open the email and it's like, hey, dear college basketball media, this is so-and-so with the Pac-12, and we're trying to get together a dinner with some of the most prominent voices in college basketball at the Final Four. And, if you guys had time, we'd love to get with you. Obviously, treats on us, blah, blah, blah.
We'll take care of it.
Please RSVP if you can be there, or at least let us know if you're interested in doing it. And that's what the email reads. But then you start scrolling down, and all of that other stuff.
The juice is in there.
Is in the email. So everybody who got invited and the people who did everybody who got invited are suddenly realizing the
magnitude of what they're reading
here.
Well,
no, the breakdown of how they concluded these are the people who need to be on it and these are the people who don't need to be on it.
Were there people in the list who did end up getting invited that were second to third tier?
I don't really know. I didn't end up going. I don't know how it went down. I'm so busy
that's
at the Final
so
Four,
tough.
I really don't have time to do that, although perhaps I should make time.
Yeah.
But, like,
well, that's tough.
So meantime, I'm on a group chat with some other college basketball writers, and it's like immediately, because we all get this at the same time. And it's like,
no.
Yo, did you just get this email? and so you're reading an email about what people think of you. And everybody else who works in your profession. This guy's good enough. This guy doesn't matter. This guy's totally irrelevant.
Right.
And the people who are being called totally irrelevant are also reading this email.
Oh, dude.
As it was a
That's a tough pull.
And they never and so some of the people who were like listed as secondary options.
Yeah, the lower level folk.
Like hit reply all on it and said, "Hey,
F you."
No, but it was like, "Hey, I do like steak, so if four people don't show up, it looks like I'm on the backup list, so just I'd be happy to just
they were snarky.
Yeah, just let me know if four people decline your invitation,
that's brutal.
Maybe I could sit at the table." And you know that when they got that email back,
their heart sunk.
Oh my God.
Was it an upper management type person or somebody who could probably get
people who work in the Pac-12 office? And here's the thing, they never replied to it.
They didn't get back?
They just like pretended
it.
They just pretended it didn't happen, which might be the way you'd handle that. Just, I'm going to pretend this didn't happen.
That's tough.
It was awful.
That's a killer, Gary.
It was awful.
That's a death blow.
So that's when I've been on the receiving end of an
accidental
email. I think
that one's worse than this Magic Johnson one, honestly.
I don't know. When it's your actual coworkers, your owner and your supposed right-hand man talking crazy about you in an email and you happen to be copied on the email, that's pretty bad.
But that
would make me want to do – because everybody when Magic just sort of all abruptly bowed out, like, you know what, I'm done with this. People are like, how could he do that? How could he not tell Jeannie Buss?
Right.
Here's how. Because he'd just been reading the emails – but between his owner and his right-hand man talking S about him nonstop. With the benefit of now knowing this story and the benefit of hindsight, that crazy thing Magic Johnson did makes a lot more sense now.
It does, and I agree with you, and it is harsh. However, what Bucher said at the very end of that piece I think is exactly right, which is the byproduct was the guy who wasn't really doing a good job, even according to them. He left.
Yeah, that's probably not the way they wanted him to not be.
They didn't
be
want
in front.
It that way, and I don't think that's good.
They didn't want
that's
it that
not
way.
Good, but that's the byproduct.
But yeah, that's the byproduct. So interesting stuff. Accidental
Funny.
Emails. Maybe I'll ask John Martin if he's got one next.
Memphis with crazy good players, unicorns, and now crazy amounts of cash. It's Unicorn Cash. Win yours starting Monday every hour from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m.
Wow, my goodness.
Listen at the top of every hour for the code word. Text that word to 72881. Data message rate supply national contest. Memphis with crazy good players, unicorns, and now crazy amounts of cash.
This is crazy.
From 92.9 FM, ESPN.
If you want wings in Memphis, they're not hard to find. There are dozens of places all over town. The Wing Guru is but one. And yes, the Wing Guru is a little more expensive than most other wing joints. And yes, the Wing Guru might take a little longer to get your wings to your table than most other wing joints. But guess what? It's worth it. The fresh ingredients, the premium oils, and the cook-to-order approach make it all worth it. This is Gary Parrish asking a simple question. Do you want okay wings or great wings? Do you have the patience necessary to get the perfection you desire? If so, pop into one of the Wing Guru's two locations and experience it for yourself. One is at 5699 Mount Moriah. The other is at 7199 Stage Road. And if you can't make it to either location for whatever reason, just have the Wing Guru delivered by ordering via DoorDash at wingguru.com. That's the wingguru.com. Do yourself a favor and go see what everybody in the city is talking about. A locally owned wing franchise launched by University of Memphis basketball legend Billy Richmond. If you take pride in supporting local, support the Wing Guru. That's the Wing Guru online, thewingguru.com. Again, thewingguru.com.
It's the NFL Draft on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Listen this Thursday for round one, beginning at 6 p.m.
on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Want to treat your car right? Here's Grandpa! Thankfully, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Just do a Fram 3 filter job and your vehicle will be properly maintained. Oil filter, air filter, cabin air filter. 3 Fram filters and you know the job's done right. And if they don't carry Fram, maybe you're in the wrong place. So remember, if you can count to 3, you can get the job done right. Fram, filter out the nonsense.
Ah, the copperhead snake. It hisses before attacking. But that's not a copperhead. That's the Sullivan's RV freshwater tank overflowing into their black one, which is backing into their vent pipe, making for a very different kind of attack. One that arrives just in time for taco night. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. If you're in the market for a new car, you have to check out Hyundai. Their shopper assurance program is the future of car shopping. There's a ton of features, from transparent pricing to streamlining the purchase online. But my favorite part, you can schedule a test drive at home or work with Hyundai. It's easy. Too busy to go test drive? They'll even come to you. Hyundai shopper assurance, available at participating dealerships only. Test drives subject to availability. Visit HyundaiUSA.com/shopper assurance for more details.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. I am often asked, what is the value of my case? The answer, of course, depends on your injuries, liability, and the damages to you financially. And it also very much depends on the law firm you hire to represent you. Many times, firms are hired without much thought or research. All firms are not the same, not even close. I know of firms and lawyers who haven't tried a case in years, maybe never. The insurance company knows who they are, too. Some lawyers need the money more than you do. Go to ForThePeople.com and look at our verdicts in court. Here you will see injuries just like yours. You will see what the insurance company offered and, more importantly, what a jury decided. You will have an idea what your case may be worth in our hands. And just because you've already hired a lawyer doesn't mean you can't fire them before it's too late. Happens all the time. For over 30 years, Morgan & Morgan has been here at your time of need. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. On your cell, dial pound law, pound law. That's all.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
It's here! Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Prices so low, no coupons needed. Women's tank tops, $5.99. Young men's tees and tanks, 2 for $12. Kids tops, $5.99. Girls' sandals, $16.99. Outdoor tabletops, 60% off. The big one bath towel or pillow, $2.99. Plus, get Kohl's cash. It's the lowest prices of the season, Wednesday through Sunday, at Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Have you heard? Orion Federal Credit Union is redefining banking with their 4% checking account. Visit OrionFCU.com for details. Conditions apply. 0.05% APY on portion of balance above $30,000.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
This ain't a wave or a phase, because all that fades. This lifestyle's forever when you made. They tweet about the length I made them wait. What the...
A Clemson basketball assistant coach might have got Clemson football in trouble today via the federal trial in Lower Manhattan. That's not a smart thing to do if you're a Clemson basketball coach. We'll get into that in the next segment. Jeff Calkins is a little after 5 o'clock, but right now he's the co-host, Jason and John. Weekdays. from 11 to 2. He covers the University of Memphis basketball program for The Athletic. Used to be with Cookie. He upgraded to Sam. It's John Martin, my little buddy, making the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parrish Show Big Interview. Presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Memphis. Now on 92.9 FM ESPN.
For John Martin, earlier in the show, I told the story that Rick Bucher told earlier today on Colin Cowherd, that among the reasons that Magic Johnson abruptly resigned his role with the LA Lakers is that he accidentally got copied on an email back and forth between Jeannie Buss and Rob Pelinka. These emails were critical of Magic Johnson. They thought they were emails only being shared between the two of them, but again, Magic accidentally copied on it, so he was reading all of it. Another reminder that you should always be careful about who you are sending an email to. Have you ever accidentally sent an email to somebody you didn't mean to send, or been on the receiving end of an accidental email that somebody had to apologize to you for?
You know, I was trying to think, like, because I figured you were going to ask me, you know, a question like this. And to be honest with you, I don't know if it's because I'm, you know, because I'm younger, maybe I'm a little bit more technologically savvy, and I just kind of grew up like I knew where, if I wanted to say something to somebody, I knew exactly how to get it there, and like I wouldn't get confused. I honestly don't have, I don't think I have. I mean, maybe, and I can't like call on it specifically, maybe there's a time where I've sent a text message to somebody that was intended, like, because I have a lot of group texts, you know, and like I know if anybody listening who has a lot of group texts, and sometimes the people enter, like, there's like a, if you drew a Venn diagram, some intersect. Like, I'm sure I've sent a message to one group text that I meant to send to another, and maybe that was a little, I can't call like a specific example. But in terms of an email, I think my record on email is pretty golden, actually.
I just remember this one, on the receiving end of a group text where somebody was complaining about somebody we all know. This person was like, this nasty MF-er, blah, 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 and like three text messages in a row. And this person thought they were in a group chat with a lot of people who knew this person, but not the actual person. And then the actual person was also in the group chat.
That's tough.
So like they're getting these emails, like, I mean, just these text messages. It's this person just bad-mouthing you to everybody you know.
Yeah.
You weren't supposed to be on it, but you were. Rough, man.
You got to be careful, man. You got to look exactly who you're sending to, especially if you're going to be talking stuff about somebody. You know, make sure that the receiver of this message is the intended one. That would just be my best advice. Be very careful and very diligent about that before you press send.
Have you ever tweeted a link you shouldn't have tweeted?
No, I've never had a rock bone incident. Yeah, I really wish I had better stories for you, but like I feel like you'd have this conversation will be much better with Jeff because like I promise you he has. Like I just know he has. Like I know he's posted. I'm almost positive he's posted like a link to porn once. Like I know for a fact that's happened. Because he's an old man. He does stuff like that.
I've got a friend who works in the media, and he was like, my worst fear, and it's going to happen someday, is I'm going to accidentally tweet a porn link. Like he's like, I know, it's just a matter of time. I'm going to accidentally tweet the nastiest porn link you've ever seen. But I've never done that, but I did one time tweet, because I'm always doing 100 different things. Like I'm text messaging people and I'm reading something and then I'm trying to create a short link for a column and I got like and I'm watching television. I got like a million things going on. And one time I had tweeted like the description for the column, like and this was many, many years ago, so it could have been something like, can John Shire shoot Duke to the 2010 national championship? That's the plan according to Mike Krzyzewski column, right? And so I got that part prepared, and then I'm in a G chat with somebody and I sent them something from a website that was not porn, but it was funny. That's why I said it was funny, but it was also funny, but the picture connected to it was like a woman in a bikini with like gigantic boobs. And so I send that and they laugh. And then I go to tweet the column. And so I tweet this thing that's supposed to be a Duke column. And it's actually like when people click on it, it's just a woman in a bikini with big boobs. It's ridiculous. I see the replies. I knew I'd messed up immediately because the replies come back pretty quickly. Like, whoa, Parrish, what are you doing? And you just got to, you know, you just got to delete it as quickly as can and then admit your mistake. But, yes, I've been on the wrong end of all these things. Congratulations. Never been on the wrong end of these things because they really.
No, I'm pretty proud. Yeah,
They make you feel sick. They make you feel sick.
I was going to say, I'm pretty proud of my social media record. Like, you're not going to be able to find me, like, you're not going to be able to find any, like, tweet of mine where I'm, like, you know, reciting a rap lyric where I'm dropping the N-bomb or anything like that. You're not going to find any kind of racial slur. And I've never, you know, I've never sent a wrong email. So, I feel like, but as, you know, as somebody my age, like, I shouldn't do that. I should be better about social media because I grew up with it. I should be able to master it by now. It'd be less excusable if it came from me.
We're talking to John Martin here on 92.9 FM ESPN. So, all right, Magic Johnson was, at least according to Rick Bucher, furious when he read these emails because, again, it's his boss and his coworker trashing him back and forth to each other. And then he's accident. It's one thing if they call you into the office and then they say, hey, listen, we feel like you're vacationing too much. You're not scouting enough. If you're not committed to doing this job the right way, we understand. You're Magic Johnson. You're a billionaire. But if you're going to have this job, you have got to start taking it more seriously, be present. Like, that would probably still bother you, but at least it's face-to-face you're getting it. Instead, he's reading all of this about himself, and he's not supposed to be reading it. Obviously, you'd be furious. If you got a similar email, how furious would you be? For instance, let's make sure it lines up perfectly. It's Brad Carson and Jason Smith emailing back and forth. And Brad's just like, Jason, I appreciate everything you're doing, but you should not have to carry John the way you're carrying John. Like, he doesn't seem like he's preparing. He's not as sharp. I don't know what's going on with him, but, I'm thinking about sitting down and talking to him. And Jason's like, appreciate that, Cowboy Carson. It is getting frustrating. I don't know how I'm supposed to bring it up to him, but he does not put in any work, and I really do feel like I'm doing all of the heavy lifting. And Brad's like replying, yeah, I'm going to talk to him. This is unacceptable. And if he can't get things straight, then we'll just have to, you know, maybe make it the Jason and Jeffrey Wright show. And then you get CC'd. You get CC'd on that. Like, you'd want to kill somebody, wouldn't you?
Oh, I would have felt totally betrayed.
Right. And that's how Magic Johnson felt.
I would have been like, really? Like, you're going to just, you think you could just replace one young white guy with another and it's just going to be the same show?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, hey, where do you think you're going to get another young white guy to host a radio show? Where do you think you're going to find one of them?
Exactly.
You better be careful. You don't want to run the risk of losing a white guy.
They don't just, you know, I mean, they don't pop up every day, dude.
Yeah. You don't know how difficult it is to find a white guy to pretend to be an expert on radio every day.
I mean, you think it was hard to find a black guy. Just wait.
But who would you want to fist fight more, Brad or Jason?
I mean, I think I would be more upset with Jason in that situation, because it's my partner, you know, it's my partner that I'm working with every day that, you know, is supposed to be, you know, in the trenches with me, so to speak, who's supposed to, you know, I know, like, Brad, as, you know, as the program director, like, there are just certain things that he maybe won't say to me or will put a different way, like, and it'll just treat me differently than I would expect my partner to treat me, somebody that I'm, like our success is we're tied at the hip in that sense. So I would feel more betrayed and be more angry, I think, at Jason for, if these were his concerns, you know, not discussing them with me and discussing them above me, you know, but, you know, especially if he hasn't done that yet, if he hasn't come to me about them. So, and also, like, here's the other thing, like, Magic Johnson doesn't need that stuff. Like, Magic Johnson is Magic Johnson. Like, he can do whatever he wants to do. He can go, you know, he can go to Europe, he can go on vacation. If he wants to meet with Ben Simmons and tutor Ben Simmons, he can do that now, you know? So I definitely understand if he feels like he's betrayed and he, you know, the people in his building don't have his back, man, to hell with that. You don't have time for that. You can do whatever the hell you want.
And just so we're clear, though, this story originates today with Rick Bucher, but then after Rick Bucher tells this story on Colin Cowherd's show, Magic Johnson jumps on Twitter and tweets the following, the truth will always come to light.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's his, I mean, that's confirmation that, hey, what you just heard Rick Bucher say about Jeannie Buss and Rob Pelinka and the emails they were exchanging about me, that's the truth. The truth will always come to light. So I just remember on the night Magic Johnson abruptly resigned in front of cameras without ever talking to Jeannie Buss first. I just remember thinking, this is bizarre. How do you not at least tell your boss that you're going to resign your position? Well, now we know why. Because his boss was talking crap about him behind his back to his right-hand man. And at that point, if you're Magic Johnson, or maybe anybody, but especially Magic Johnson, somebody who doesn't need that job, who you just go, you know what? I'm not talking to you at all. I'm just going to resign. Boom, I'm out of here. You guys can hear it. You guys can read about it on Twitter. Like, I get it now. It made no sense in real time. But knowing what about these emails that he was linked, that he was roped into, it makes total sense now that he handled it the way he handled it. He was mad.
No, 100%.
He was mad.
Yeah, you feel like you don't owe anything to the organization at that point, right?
You're gonna talk behind my back and backstab me? I don't owe you. I don't owe you a courtesy phone call to tell you I'm resigning. I'm just out of here.
Yeah. So that makes it actually even more awesome than it already was.
All right. I'm gonna start a text message. Back and forth with Jason and Brad, and see if I can.
Don't
get
you
a,
dare!
And then I'll send it to you later.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Yeah. Oh, don't start that now, Cowboy Carson.
Oh yeah, especially after all you said.
Do not propagate people.
All right, John Martin. I'll see you later.
All right, man. Be good. Yep.
Bye bye. Tell Cookie I said what's up. Sam too. Give Sam a kiss for me. Just tell Cookie I said what's up. We come back wild. Wiretaps, video recordings, and testimony in Lower Manhattan earlier today as it relates to the ongoing college basketball scandal trial. Clemson football got brought up. Zion Williamson got brought up. I'll walk you through some of the highlights next.
Hottest in the game. Ain't nothing to it. World class. I'm a cut above the rest.
Now that Human Resources Director Fernando Pino has Kronos for HR, payroll, talent, and time, he's completely crushing it. He even has his own hype song.
Supporting our entire workforce, everyone has different hours, skill sets, and pay grades. Motivating and engaging our people every step of the way.
Kronos, HR solutions for the modern workforce and the people who support them. Learn more at kronos.com/HR swagger.
I'm on the top, I'm gonna rise up. I'm on the top, top, I'm gonna rise up. I'm on the top.
Get more 92.9. Download the radio.com app now and make sure your favorite 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details and safety information.
Guys, do you have trouble going the distance? Do you crescendo too soon? Arrive at the party too early? Is your alphabet A, B?
Oops.
Does your firecracker go off before the 4th? Then you need to go quick as a bunny to 4hims.com because 4hims offers treatments for PE and access to doctors who can evaluate you for prescription options. And right now, get started for just $10. No in-office doctor's visits, no trips to the pharmacy, no high prices. Just the help you want to keep going and going and going and going.
Hurry to 4hims.com and slow down. To get started at this incredible $10 price, go to 4hims.com/distance. The only way to get this special offer is to go to 4hims.com/distance. forhims.com/distance.
Have you been denied credit? Are you paying high interest rates because of a low credit score? Join the thousands of people who've relied on creditrepair.com to help rebuild their credit score.
I went to get my first car. I had to get a used car, high interest, and so I knew that things were done from there.
For over 15 years, we've helped thousands with their search for solutions to credit issues. We communicate with you, your creditors, and the credit bureaus with a unique approach designed to remove items like late payments, collections, charge-offs, liens, bankruptcy, and foreclosures that are unfair or inaccurate.
And I've gone up 40 points already.
There are many services offering to tell you your credit score and even monitor it for you. But what good is just knowing your credit score when what you really need is to fix it? Credit Repair members see a significant improvement in their credit scores month after month. Call now to get your no-obligation credit consultation, including your free credit score and free summary credit report. Don't delay. Call 800-253-4409. That's 800-253-4409. 800-253-4409.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine, and we've got great golf here in Memphis, and one of the gems is Miramichi. Miramichi Championship Course has challenges around every bend. Deep pit bunkers, elevated greens, swaths of native grassland, waterfalls, and meandering creeks all provide more than 7,400 yards of championship-level golf. Miramichi's open Tuesday through Sunday. They're at 6195 Woodstock Cuba Road. It's only a 15-minute drive from downtown, so what are you waiting for? Call them today, 901-259-3800, or on the web at miramichi.com. Miramichi, play golf the right way.
Hi, I'm James Hinchcliffe. I'm here to talk to you about the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event, where every Honda has the soul of a race car. But James, how is this a dream event if I'm currently awake? Well, fake person asking me that question, it's called Dream because you can get the Honda of your dreams during this event.
Like the Honda CR-V with 1.9% APR financing and sport mode. Hurry in now.
Visit your local Memphis area Honda dealer for great deals during the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event.
APR financing offers available for well-qualified buyers. See dealer for financing details.
Guys, it's time for some straight talk on erectile dysfunction. Half of men over 40 suffer from ED. At Men's Health Plus, we offer multiple solutions to treat ED. Let us help you. Don't wait. Call 901-457-5655. Online, menshealthplus.com.
Now through Sunday at the Kroger 4-Day Sale, you'll find hot deals. Just visit Kroger.com or the app to find all the favorites you can save on at Kroger.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
It feels so good, it should cost. Brought an alligator, I ain't talking Lacoste. Made me say, like a mix of Master P and Rick.
Sleepy Z's Mattresses and Furniture by Michael Zellner is not your traditional mattress and furniture store. Their prices are always 50% to 80% off retail stores, so they don't have to have sales. They're already beating the competition 52 weeks a year, got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and when readers of the Commercial Appeal were asked to vote for the best mattress store in the area, the winner four straight years has been Sleepy Z. But they don't just sell mattresses. They also sell furniture, living room sets, dining room sets, rugs. Anything you need to furnish a home, you can probably find it at Sleepy Z's. And if it's not on the floor, understand there's a 42-inch kiosk filled with furniture. You can browse through that, find what you want. They'll get it for you. And remember to mention that you heard about them on the Gary Parish Show. That way you'll save an additional 10% on your purchase. That's at Sleepy Z's Mattresses and Furniture by Michael Zauner. It's located at 2790 Kirby Witt. That's in Bartlett at the corner of Summer Avenue next door to Hollywood Feed. And if you want to talk to Mike, you can call him. 901-692-6200. 901-692-6200. And Sleepy Z's on the web, sleepyzzzs.com. Jeff Calkins, Daily Memphian, going to join me in the next segment. Talk about accidental emails and text messages with him.
I bet he's got a few. I would almost guarantee it.
Got to have a few.
100%.
Got to have a few.
It's on lock.
A man who runs out of gas every other month.
There's no question he's misfired.
Who has left his car running at the Masters all day long.
I think he's misfired to me, actually, now that I think about it. But
it's got to be an accidental email in Jeff Calkins' past and probably in his future as well.
Probably.
Talk about that in the next segment. Right now, I got four stories I'd like to discuss.
Four stories presented by the Bluff Restaurant and Bar. Four notable stories at 444. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's four notable stories at 444. Story number one.
The college basketball federal trial continued in Lower Manhattan earlier today, and there's lots of interesting testimony and videos and wiretaps. Zion Williamson was brought up. Clemson football was brought up. And that might be the most interesting thing today is the Zion Williamson stuff. So there's a Clemson assistant, basketball assistant named Steve Smith, and he's on a wiretap talking to Christian Dawkins about, listen, I got a shot with Zion because I'm in with the stepdad. I've got this relationship, but, like, let's be honest. It's me against Roy Williams and John Calipari and Mike Krzyzewski, and they've all got their resources. So, like, we're going to have to figure out
He's talking about their resources,
yes, too. Yes. And Christian Dawkins also talking about the resources that Kentucky and Duke and North Carolina bring to the table, which is something we'll discuss momentarily.
Yeah, please.
So this Clemson assistant, he's talking to Christian Dawkins, and he's like, listen, at Clemson, you know, it's such a tight-knit community, small-town college campus, that you can get things done there and, like, keep it pretty tight.
Yeah.
That's how football's so successful on a wiretap.
Oh, that's awesome.
So you have a Clemson basketball coach on a wiretap.
So good, throwing the bus, football under the
bus. Explaining that we can actually get a Zion deal put together because we are such a tight-knit community, you can keep it in a circle, and that is how football does it.
Oh, that's
and if football
so funny.
Can do it, then there's no reason why we can't do it. So Dabo's probably upset with that. That Clemson basketball system probably won't be employed by Clemson much longer. He also is joking to Christian Dawkins. This is amazing. He says it's a 1 hour, 4 minute drive from campus to Zion's home. Mm-hmm. And the reason he knew it was exactly 64 minutes is because he's made the drive a million times to visit with the family, even though at the time he was doing it, it was not allowed for him to do it. It was in violation of NCAA rules. So the first time it was actually allowed by the NCAA calendar for Clemson to go visit Zion at his home, the assistant coach was driving. Brad Brunell, the head coach, was in the passenger seat.
Okay.
And the assistant coach is telling the story, and he's joking around. He's saying, so I had to take some wrong turns because I didn't want him to realize I've been to this place a million times, and I know exactly how to get there.
Oh, to make it too obvious, the head coach.
So he was like, you know, I made a wrong turn here. And I was like, maybe this isn't the right way. I had to act like I had never been there before so that my coach would believe.
Being an assistant.
I've never been there before. And so it seems pretty clear from the testimony, not just here, but in the first federal trial where Merle Cove from Adidas is on a phone call with Curtis Townsend at Kansas saying, listen, the stepfather – Zion's, like he wants this and that and that. And Curtis Townsend, if you remember at Kansas, is on the wiretap saying, well, you know, if that's what it's going to take, then that's what it's going to take. We'll just have to figure out how to get it done. And like literally nothing has happened because of that. I mean, a Kansas assistant is on a wiretap saying, if you're telling me we got to cheat to get Zion, then we're going to cheat to get Zion. So the point I've always made about the Zion Williamson thing is that we know, at least if you believe your own ears, relative to the wiretaps, we know there was a seller. The seller was Zion's dad.
Yeah.
Stepdad. We know there was a buyer. Kansas was willing to buy.
Sure.
And then he just ends up at Duke?
Yeah, he didn't go in there for nothing.
And that's the point I've
is the logical thought.
As respectfully as I could make it.
That's my logic.
I've never assumed that Zion Williamson just went to Duke for no reason.
Yeah. Like, he's going to go. He loved it that much.
His stepfather was looking for a deal. Kansas was willing to provide a deal, and then he just went to Duke. What?
Yeah.
It seems pretty clear to me that Nike made it worth the Zion Williamson family's while to enroll at Duke. Whether that involved Mike Krzyzewski or anybody else on the Duke staff, who could say? It's never been alleged. But it seems pretty clear Nike made it worth their while to enroll at a Nike school, more specifically Duke. And so when Christian Dawkins is on this wiretap, on these videos, saying, listen, Duke has its resources to get things done. Kentucky has resources to get things done. North Carolina has resources to get things done. I nod in agreement. Like, the one thing I've said about this entire scandal since the jump is that this did not start with Brian Bowen. It did not start with Rick Pitino. It did not start with Adidas. This is not unique to them. There is nothing you're going to hear that Adidas did to get players at Adidas schools that, in my opinion, Nike hasn't done to get players at Nike schools and Under Armour hasn't done to get players at Under Armour schools. But, you know, do we have evidence of it? You know, in some cases, some evidence. But, no, there's never been anything, as far as anybody knows at this point, to tie John Calipari specifically to one of these things or Mike Krzyzewski specifically to one of these things or Roy Williams specifically to one of these things. So I've been arguing, if you've been on Twitter, I've been arguing with Arizona fans all day long because the second Christian Dawkins says, you know, Kentucky's got resources to do this, and so does North Carolina, and so does Duke. They're like, whoa, are you going to come down on them the same way you come down on Sean Miller? And the difference between these two things is obvious to anybody who doesn't live in the state of Arizona and call themselves, you know, Wildcat Timmy. The difference is obvious. Christian Dawkins saying he believes Kentucky and North Carolina and Duke and other Nike schools have the resources to get things done. Christian Dawkins saying that is vastly different than Christian Dawkins being on a secretly recorded FBI tape and saying, I talked to Sean Miller on the phone, and he was telling me all sorts of things he shouldn't have been talking about on the phone. He told me he would turn the DeAndre Ayton situation over to me at some point. That's the difference is, one thing is Christian Dawkins saying, this is what I think is happening at these other schools, and this is what the head coach at this school is telling me is happening at his school. If you can't understand the difference between those two things, I cannot help you. Like, Arizona fans, if you're listening, if we get to a point where Christian Dawkins is on video saying, yo, I talked to Mike Krzyzewski yesterday for 45 minutes on the phone.
Yeah.
You wouldn't believe what he told me about Marvin Bagley.
Yeah.
Now we've got comparable situations.
Right.
You've got video of Christian Dawkins saying, yo, John Calipari messaged me last night, so I called him back. We was on the phone for 2 hours. He told me what he did to get Anthony Davis in school. I can't believe Coach Cal would talk like that over the phone, but he did. Then we've got comparable situations. At this point, we do not have this. At this point, the only high-profile head coach who we have somebody on a wiretap or a video saying, I talked to this person about NCAA rules violations that he was committing. It's Sean Miller and Will Wade. That's basically where we're at right now. It's Sean Miller and Will Wade. And so, of course, Sean Miller and Will Wade have become the faces of this. And I want to be clear. I don't think that Duke hasn't benefited from Nike or that Kentucky hasn't benefited from Nike. You'd have to be naive, foolish to believe that. But the stuff that has been said about Sean Miller is stuff that quite simply has not been said yet about Mike Krzyzewski and John Calipari and Roy Williams. It doesn't mean that any of them are any cleaner or dirtier. It doesn't mean that they won't eventually get pulled into this same way, but we ain't there yet. And I appreciate everybody in the other 49 states in the United States understanding that. It's just that one state you can't quite get them to come around on it.
Story number two.
Golden State Warriors lost again last night.
Yeah.
To the LA Clippers. They were 15-point favorites at home, lost inside Oracle. So now we're headed to a game six. And listen, the Warriors are significant favorites in Game 6. If they happen to get to a Game 7, they'll be a massive favorite in that one as well.
Mm-hmm.
So they're still probably going to advance. But, man, they don't look invincible.
Right.
They don't look right.
No.
It seems like every three games, Steve Kerr walks into a post-game press conference and talks about, we didn't have it tonight, energy's not there, effort's not there, focus isn't there.
No.
Same stuff all the time.
Yeah.
Like, if you can't be focused 5 minutes after Houston just advanced,
you got a problem.
If you lose that game, you got to get on a plane.
Going to L.A.
You got to go to another game.
Yeah.
You got to play another game. Then you got to come back home. All the while, James Harden, Chris Paul, Clint Capella, they're just sitting back resting and waiting. And it doesn't mean that Golden State won't be favored in that series if it gets to that series. But this is
where are you at on them? Do you think they'll still, despite all this stuff, like still win at the end of the day?
Yes.
Yeah.
But they are as vulnerable as they've ever been.
Yep.
And I think that includes even the year where they didn't win the title, when LeBron and Kyrie won the title. Like, I think they were more unbeatable then than they are now, even though they didn't win the title that year.
That caught
them. They're way more – they might win the title this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unlike when they didn't win the title that year, but they were better that year.
That's true.
I think that is true. I think they were.
I agree with that.
Bench was better. Yeah. Everybody was younger.
Yeah.
Right now they've got no depth. They've got no bench. The Boogie Cousins loss is significant. And it was interesting. Doc Rivers talked about this last night. They've now taken a different approach with Steph Curry. They're just trapping everything. Every time he's every time he gets the ball off of a pick, they're just trapping everything.
Get to
him. They basically decided KD's going to get his.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take Steph away, and then see what happens.
Right. It's a pretty good strategy.
And, like, Doc Rivers actually said this. We're just trying our best to keep Steph in a box as much as we can because you know when he gets loose, nothing good happens. I thought he dominated the first three games, the first two games, and we just felt like we had to do something, and so it's been good so far.
Mm-hmm.
The other problem for Golden State is they've got to do away with the regular season rotation because Steve Kerr in the regular season, he'll pull Kevin last 4 minutes of the first quarter and third quarter, last 2 minutes maybe, and then put him back in like around the 7 or 8 minute mark
rest
of the
mark.
Second quarter or the fourth quarter. And what's happening is the Clippers are pounding them when the starters aren't in.
Right.
Like the Golden State starters are actually fine, but that bench is getting killed and exposed. If Golden State's got a lead, they lose it. If they are already behind, they get further behind until the stars come back in. And you saw Kerr adjust a little bit last night when he started Kevin Durant in the fourth quarter, but still, they've got to make some adjustments. And this was interesting. Marcus Thompson, who writes for The Athletic, went to Steph Curry last night after the game and said, you guys, it appears, have to make some adjustments. When's the last time in a playoff series you couldn't just say, we're just going to keep doing what we're doing.
Right,
we'll be fine.
Right.
And you know what Steph said?
Was it Memphis?
Memphis 2015.
Yeah.
He said the last time we had to adjust because of what another team was doing to us was Memphis 2015. And the adjustment then was famously
Tony Allen let him shoot.
They stopped. They
perimeter.
They had Andrew Bogut guard Tony Allen.
Yeah.
And then they had Andrew Bogut like hanging out
in the lane. Basically. Yeah.
Well, he was just hanging out in the lane.
Yeah.
So he could help on anything that
all
happened around the rim and just, let, you know, you're guarding Tony Allen. Tony Allen, shoot the ball.
Right.
Or else you're playing 4-on-5 on offense.
Basically.
And it rendered Tony not completely useless, but it rendered him
pretty much on the offensive
end. Limited him and limited the team in an incredible way. And so I thought it was interesting for Steph to say, yes, we do have to adjust. We have to make an adjustment now, and it's the first time we've had to do that since we were playing the Grizzlies in 2000.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameDay, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.